The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
This land is your land. Oh. This land is mine.
I mean, how do you start out better than that?
From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
We just lost all of our listeners. Hey, Steve Adubato here. No, I cannot sing, but I can talk for a living. You don't get paid, I mean, when you're here, but normally...
That's true. That's
normally when point. I talk for a living, I get paid. I know Al gets a massive check every 2 weeks. He doesn't even know what to do with his money every 2 weeks.
I buy an apple. That's what I do.
In fact, you're eating healthy. You're looking good.
Thank you. Trying.
All good. Charlie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Listen, you know, for those of you who don't realize, because you don't know me, Steve Adubato here sitting in for Joe Piscopo in Italy. He'll be calling in and... just a little bit. I'm a guy who likes to get up early and always be early for my appointments. Can we just share for folks exactly what time I walked into the studio for a show beginning at 6 a.m.?
About 2 minutes ago. About 2 minutes ago. That's all right. I've seen that happen before with people.
Can you tell that I just got off my Peloton bike?
Yes. Because you're breathing heavy. See, that's the worst thing. In this business, the worst thing to do if you're late is running down a hallway or trying to rush it, because you get in and you're out of breath. And now you got to start talking. Never a good thing.
Well, in fact, I'll give you a better one than that. Let's start out with a story at 6:07:18 in the morning. So this is a great one. This is many years ago. I'm out in Las Vegas because not gambling, but I was hired to do a seminar on leadership. And you know, I talk about leadership a lot, particularly at 2 p.m. on
Sundays, right here on AM 970.
The Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970. But I just had written a book on leadership. So I went out to Las Vegas to do this speech on leadership. And they also asked me if I would interview, believe it or not, former President George Bush, the father. Passed away recently, right? So he said, Steve, why don't you interview the president and talk to him about tough decisions he made having to do with sending men and women into war and tough decisions about all kinds of things. And so anyway, long story short is I'm out there and they pay you good money to go out there. And I made the mistake of going, because I have to go to the gym before I get out there and do it because I'm all pumped up. I'm ready to go. Except let's say my timing was a little off.
Okay.
Like I didn't give my body, I'm Italian-American, as you know, you can relate.
Yes.
My body takes a little while, Charlie, to calm down. Like I sweat through like eight different shirts. So I go out there and I work out, go right in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we like it. And I have to meet the president first. I meet him backstage. He could not have been friendlier. Let me also say that Barbara Bush, who I met, was very nice as well. My wife was there with me. My wife was thrilled to meet Barbara Bush. So Barbara Bush and my wife are sitting in the front row. They say, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the Garden State, New Jersey, out here in Las Vegas, Steve Adubato. About six people out of 6,000 applauded because they're like, who's this guy?
Right.
I'm not joking.
Right.
I'm like, it's okay.
Right. Was it like
it wasn't
that?
Even a slow clap. So there's a point to the story. Trust me. So I go out there. And I'm going to, and I'm all pumped up. I'm interviewing the president.
Sure.
Getting paid good money. My career is on the rise. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the 41st president of these United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. Dun, 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 dun. I heard that music.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't for me, but I heard the music. Stone Cold Panic Attack. I'm on the stage. I'm all of a sudden, I feel the beads of sweat on my forehead. The president comes walking out. Everyone's now 6,000 people on their feet cheering for the president. And he sits down on a high back chair. I'm supposed to sit back on a high back chair. But now I'm sweating from the gym. I'm in the middle of a panic attack. And I want to get off the stage, but I can't.
Of course.
Now, this, we do this for a living.
Sure.
But trust me, I can
relate
to it.
Stage fright happens, absolutely.
It happened.
Yeah.
As I go to get off the stage to maybe move into the audience and try to chill and move around, there are 15 Secret Service agents all around. I'm going like, you see what I'm doing right now?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got their arms folded. Right. And you see they got their, they're packing. They got the whole thing. They got the thing in their ear.
Right.
I can't get off the stage. So now I'm claustrophobic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good. Panic attack and claustrophobia?
And sweating from the gym.
Right.
Point to the story. All of a sudden, everything calms down. I'm supposed to ask the president a question. This is my brilliant. I realize I've been with PBS for a lot of years.
Sure.
We'll be joined by our president at WNET, Neil Shapiro, in just a few minutes. I've never told him this story, which is good. I never would have been hired. So they say they calm down, and I'm supposed to ask the president a question. This is my brilliant question. Mr. President, what was it like to be president?
Oh, well, okay. You got 5 hours?
So he looks at me. And he goes, I'm sorry, excuse me, Steve? And I said it again. And I turned and looked at my wife, who was sitting next to Barbara Bush. And my wife literally mouths words, and I'll leave a word out. What
the blank are you doing?
Is wrong with you?
Right.
Which only made things worse. My panic attack is in full blow. I'm freaking out. I'm sweating.
It's not settling you down. It's akin to telling a woman to relax.
Yeah, relax. Right. Okay. Do you remember the scene in Albert Brooks? I'm dating myself. The Albert Brooks in
Broadcast News. Yes.
He sweated through all the shirts. They had to bring the fans in.
Right.
Of course, that scene comes into my mind at that moment, which makes things worse. It took me about 15 minutes to try to get some normalcy.
Mm.
We go through the interview. It's terrible. The company that hired me, I'll say it. It was Singular Wireless.
Okay.
They didn't even want to pay me.
Wow. Oh, man.
I took the money, though.
Oh, of course.
I just wanted to share. But the only reason I share that story is because there's a timing thing. If you're going to work out and you're on the radio at 6, you need to be in the gym at 3:30 or 4. It was more like 4:30. It was a little too tight.
So you cut it close, but you're here. That's the most important thing.
I'm sorry. Now I'm having a panic attack.
No, don't have a panic attack. Come on. We got 3 hours and 47 minutes.
Let me tell you, talking about panic attack, could you help me get me up to speed on a couple of things? I walk in. I see, by the way, the great team over here. They get all the newspapers are out here. Yes, there are still newspapers in 2019.
Well, not in the White House, according to the president. He's canceled the subscriptions to the Times and the Post, which I find funny.
What's the message there? They're going to put him out of business?
No. I mean, he's saying he doesn't want to read these newspapers anymore. And, of course, the newspaper people are saying, you know, this is an important part of democracy. But it kind of is the president's, right? If you don't want to read them and he doesn't want to pay for them. And according to the president, he says it'll save taxpayers money because, obviously, we pay for those subscriptions. But, I mean, really, that's a drop in a bucket compared to what the Pentagon pays for a toilet, you know, in some government building.
No, you make a lot of sense, except on this level, Mr. Cotullo.
Yes.
Steve Adubato here with Al and Charlie. We're in the studio. Joe's going to be calling in from Avellino. I was actually, when I was on my bike this morning, my Peloton bike, I was looking at social media, multitasking, and I saw him walking around, and you could see him. I'm in Avellino. It's my hometown, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's not the point. What I was going to say to you is the president wants to save a few dollars, taxpayer dollars, on the New York Times and the Washington Post. Right. I respect that. How about we save a few dollars on all the trips to back home to his golf course when the Secret Service and 18,000 other people have to come?
Fair point.
And then we're going to send them to another Trump resort in another part of the world.
Right.
And then, by the way, we're going to have the G7 here. No, you can't do that. I'm not bashing the president. All I'm saying is if it's about saving money, you don't save it with newspaper. You save it with real big dollars. That being said, could you tell me what I just walked into right here?
Yeah.
I walk into the Daily News, which I read every day, but it's right here
front
in front
page
of me. What's the story with Joe Girardi?
All right.
Go ahead.
Joe Girardi was contemplating whether or not he was going to manage the Phillies, the Mets. A couple of teams have been after him, and apparently he took the job at the Phillies. Now, Mets fans are sort of in revolt because the Mets have said that Girardi was in the mix and a number of others, including a quote-unquote bombshell candidate.
Huh?
So, yeah, exactly. That's what
I
said.
Buck Showalter?
No. Because Buck's name had been floating around for a while,
yeah,
but I don't
think it was
Buck
a bombshell.
Gets,
go ahead.
I don't think Buck gets the job. In fact, I think Buck goes into TV next year. I don't think he gets a managerial job. The
Hope
reason
he doesn't
why
have a panic attack. Go ahead.
The reason why Girardi took the job with the Phillies is because he hit it off with the owner, and the owner is allowing him to manage the team. It's not so much as it is now in other with other teams where most of the decisions are made by the front office and relayed to the manager. He wants a guy in the Phillies, the owner, who's going to go by his gut and not by the sabermetrics and the book and all of this other nonsense. Hmm. So that's why they hired Girardi. And he jumped on it. Good for him. Plus, he's going to get a lot of money. The Mets never do anything where they spend their money wisely.
No, they
do
not.
So they are very cheap and are probably going to get somebody who's going to come very cheap. Now, I wouldn't have minded a scenario where Joe Girardi gets the job for the Mets and Carlos Beltran is his bench coach. They're sort of grooming Beltran to be the manager.
My God, do you know the Mets?
Well, I think Beltran would work well with a lot of the players, including Yoenis Cespedes, if he comes back next year. But Beltran is not ready to be a manager. Now, the other idea that was floated was David Wright. David Wright is not ready to be a manager, if he even wants to be a manager.
Young guy,
but, you know, could he do it? Sure. Is this the first job that he really wants to take? I don't know if that's necessarily the right idea. But the Mets lose out on Girardi. Who knows? I just want to know who the bombshell candidate is.
We're going to find out. But can we switch gears for a second to the other team in New York?
The
I was
Yankees.
Actually going to wear my Yankee hoodie because I like to represent, even though it was embarrassing on a lot of levels.
Right.
So, listen, I'm looking at the Daily News as well. A lot of things you want to find in the Post and the Daily News. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Cashman, I ain't losing sleep. The GM, Brian Cashman of the Yankees, has no regrets over his pitching, over the team. Seriously, really? I mean, I've been a longtime Yankee fan. I mentioned my friend and colleague and my, quote, boss over at WNET, Neil Shapiro, who's the biggest Yankee fan I know. He was at all those playoff games. I don't know. Really? No regrets? Let me tell you something. I'm not going to turn this into a sports show with you guys who know more about sports than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot of regrets. Because you don't win 103 games, which is great. It's impressive. You run away with the Eastern Division. That's terrific. And then you lose in the series that you lose in large part. Forget about the pitching and the decisions that were made about pitching and who to take out, who to put in. How does this team, with the millions and millions of dollars that they pay these guys, how do they not do the basic things to score runs with people on base? You cannot have five people in the lineup who strike out two out of three times.
Right.
And the other time, maybe they hit a home run. That I understand that home runs are what people want. I love seeing home runs as well. But the problem is, if you have, and I'll be very specific about this, if you have first and second base and nobody out, and you're pitching against the team or you're playing against a team with a great pitch and you need a run, Brett Gardner's up. Yep, all of a sudden, Brett Gardner hit 28 home runs. He can't bunt to get the guys over to second and third base so that a long fly ball scores them, because that's a terrible idea. We might get a home run and get three runs. Right. Of course they don't score anything.
Right.
How many times are you going to do that with people striking out, with people on base saying, well, another time they hit a home run? That's not how you win. You may win 103 games in a weak division, but you don't win in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. Brian Cashman, I respect you. I have regrets, even if you don't. Gentlemen, please share.
In my opinion, pitching was terrible. The bullpen was exposed. They can't manufacture runs, like you said. They have no ability to hit small ball. And they missed out on some guys. I think they should have made a concerted effort to get Dallas Keuchel. I don't know why they didn't. I think they offered him a lot of money.
You mean a real pitcher?
Well, he simply didn't want to come here. They knew they had an aging CC Sabathia, who pitched great last season, you know, in his final year. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need a couple of good frontline starters who are going to give you length during these playoffs.
Not three innings.
Right. Unless you have a bullpen that's so stacked that can handle the load, but they don't.
But if you play four games in a row, look, again, I know we're turning into sports talk, and by the way, nobody knows sports better than Al. Charlie, let me ask you this. How many times can you pitch a guy for two to three innings and all of a sudden, four games in a row, expect the bullpen to be strong? You can't do that, right?
Not even close, because then the batters are up there seeing the pitches that are coming in. So they were all on top of Adam Ottavino. They were on top of Chad Green.
Do we have to say Ottavino's name out loud?
I know. Okay. I know. Sorry. Terrible.
But he's right. They know the pitches because they know what's coming, because they can only pitch certain pitches. If you can't locate and pitch the way, even Verlander, even though he got rocked the other night, The guy can come back and have a
How about he had the bad inning? The guy hits the home run. Hicks hits the home run off the foul pole. What does he do after that, Charlie? What does Verlander do after that?
Changes it up.
He settles down and becomes Justin Verlander.
How many innings did he give? Six, seven? I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it was about six.
Are you kidding me? That's pitching. And I don't want to turn on the Yankees. I'm not that kind of fan. But I'm disappointed. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed. I don't want to all of a sudden start looking for spring training again. We will. I'll talk to Neil Shapiro about that, the president and CEO of WNET. That's the flagship PBS station in the United States of America. I know he'll want to talk a little bit about the Yankees, but not much. He's also a Cowboy fan. I'm going to ask Neil, what is up with the Cowboys? He always likes the Cowboys. I'm a Giant fan. Jets a little bit. I know you're a big Jets guy.
No, Giants guy.
Giants
fan. Not a Jet fan. Giants fan.
Am I wrong about that?
Yes, you are. Mets, Giants, Lakers, Flyers. I know, it's a crazy combination.
Oh, sorry, say that again?
Yeah. Mets, Giants, Lakers, Flyers.
Oh, boy, are we going to talk about that when we come back. Are we going to go out to the roads right now?
Yes.
With Susie.
Susie?
Yeah.
Hey there, guys.
Susie, you a big Yankee fan?
Yes, this is what I say, Steve. I like the Mets, but I love the Yankees.
And, you know, I appreciate that because my good friend, my boyhood idol growing up in my neighborhood, Rick Cerrone, who played for the Yankees back in the day and for the Mets, he keeps swearing that he's your cousin.
That would be awesome. Maybe he can hook me up next year with a ticket or two.
Nah, they don't even invite him to home Old Timers Day anymore.
Yes,
and by the way, I know that for Rick, I know you're listening down in Florida Online. I know that the Steinbrenners said, Rick, you said some nasty things to the boss back in the day. We don't want you for Old Timers Day. Sorry, Rick, you're my boyhood idol. But but Susie is invited to Old Timers Day.
And I did watch Old Timers Day last year, by the way.
Nice.
Yes, I really want to go this year. I think they usually like do it on Father's Day or Father's Day.
Yes.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
By the way, realize the non sequiturs that go on here.
I know.
Rick Cerrone, Susie, not related.
There you go.
Old Timers Day.
But they have Bucky Dent.
And are you not related to him? Never mind. 1978, Boston Red Sox.
Bucky Dent.
Is that the year 78?
Yes, 78.
All right, I'm
78.
Sorry.
Good year.
I wasn't even born then. Go ahead. Stop
hey there, guys.
Now.
Good morning. We made it to Friday. Alternate side in effect. Speaking of the Bronx, a crash on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at 177th Street. That's in the right lane. Cross Bronx westbound already slow from the Bruckner to 3rd Avenue. Bell Parkway westbound pretty slow from Sunrise Highway into Lefferts Boulevard. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 10 minutes apiece. Good shape in New Jersey. So far, no problems on the Parkway, the Turnpike, 78 Route 80. No delays on the thruway southbound heading into Westchester County. And a crash in Farmingdale. Watch out on the Bethpage State Parkway northbound by Hempstead Turnpike. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
It's called a smartphone for a good reason. With DriveWise on the Allstate app, your smartphone can help you get smarter about driving safer. DriveWise gives you real-time driving feedback, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate showed me the printer that works best for my business.
Like the all-new HP LaserJet Pro 400 printers with advanced wireless and security. And they're easy to set up.
I need all of that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $200 off the HP LaserJet Pro 400 series.
The best printers at great prices.
Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only. Ends 11-16-19. See associate or staples.com/HP400 series for details.
I've got in my hand this great book by Mr. John Bramnick, Why People Don't Like You. This is such a fun book. And if you're looking to impart wisdom and common sense on your teenager or college student, you want to prepare them for the real world, but know a lecture from mom and dad will make their eyes glaze over, right? If any of these resonate with you, you get a copy of Why People Don't Like You. The book was written by my buddy, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bramnick, and you need this book for your kids, you know, because John used his experience as a trial attorney and comedian, and he's one of the funniest cats around. You've seen him, you hear him, we play his cuts when we do the Friday funnies, to compile 200 need-to-know rules and nuggets of wisdom. Not only are they great pieces of advice for young adults, they're hilarious, you know? And so, you know, a few perfect ones for kids, you know, don't be late. Don't say, I look tired, you know, don't say someone looks tired here. Here's another one, too. Don't never ask a woman if she is pregnant. Reach deep when tipping the shoe guy, valet people, or others. Thank you, John. I honestly believe that. Oh, this is a great one. When you board a plane, don't smack people with your backpack or briefcase. If I get one more person with the backpack and they turn around, they don't realize it's like having another person on their back bumping you around. You got to check out this book called Why People Don't Like You. You know, it's a must-have for the college know-it-all or angst-ridden teen. Order your copy of Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick on Amazon.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Francisco from Italy. Here's Bruce. Let it rip, big pal. Get the morning started, baby. Come on. Keep it down. Keep it down.
Sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on high.
I have I tell you, it's Piscopo live from Abilino with the greatest people in the world on the Perillo tour. Paolo is watching over us. Marco watching over us. Frankie is in the other bus. We had the best time. I wanted to jump on the air. It's Joe going out of my grandfather's hometown of Fratasera. And I have to tell you, before I go back, we go back to Steve and to Al. We appreciate them holding down the fort. When we started this on the Perillo tour with Steve Perillo, and we said, let's go on this tour together with Frankie Volpe. He said, all right, I'll make it work. I'll make it happen. I never expected us to be such a family, so dedicated, so to have so much fun, and that actually we each feel each other's heritage, no matter what you are, Italian or otherwise, legacy, and we appreciate the friendships that have been formed right here on the Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer. And I know you're listening, and I know you're saying, I wanted to go. Should we do another one? Yeah, let's go. I'm telling you, it's so great. And again, I want to thank the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Columbus Citizens Foundation, helping out the Italian-Americans since 1944, providing scholarships for children. Appreciate that. Steve Perillo, Diana, and to Janice and the great team over at Perillo Tours. This was impeccable. And what I got to tell you before I go to the guys, they planned on taking me to Fratasera. When I was a kid, all I heard around the dining room table was my Uncle Benny and my pop saying, Fratasera. Pop came here when he was in the Second World War as a captain. After the United States Army Air Corps and all the military, the Allied forces gave Italy back its freedom, right, from the Nazi regime. My father walked the same streets I just walked to Fratasera. Uncle Benny was a chemical engineer. He would go all around the Middle East building oil refineries. I did not inherit any of his intelligence, but I had such immense respect for him, and he would come to Fratasera. Now, Steve Perillo, he reaches out to Paolo, our tour guide, our dear friend, our brother, said, put something together. We had the mayor was there. Gerardina, my cousin, was there. Albino was there. Maria, all the Piscopo. We all look alike. It was unbelievable. Am I right or wrong? You can spot the nose, the schnozzle. You can see the Piscopo a mile away. They put us in a theater in like the, I guess it was right, where was that? Was just like a regular theater in the town of Prato La Sera. They put me on stage. They did a video presentation and highlighted everything that I've done. And they mentioned the radio, which I love. They love the radio show. And it was just beyond my, and then they made, and we have with us, which I'm going to nosh on in a second, homemade the biscotti. They made the homemade pastries just for us. And the mayor was great, Mayor Fierro. He was great, and everybody was great. So I got to thank, I say to you listening, thanks for being with us. To everybody on this bus, I said to the other bus as well. We've invaded, by the way, you think Patton invaded Italy. No, we are it. We got buses. This is an invasion from AM 970, The Answer. And it is. This is the greatest group. We had such a great time. I am so, so very, very humbled. And as you listen, we appreciate you being part of this magnificent family on the radio and AM 970, The Answer. We are the flagship station of Salem Media. And the number one local station on Salem Media. And we appreciate that. That's because of you. And Al Gattulo, we miss you. Give Al a shout out, please. Every Al. Al, we miss you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Al.
Miss you guys.
Don't say anything. Al, I have a present for you.
Uh-oh.
That we picked up.
Oh, boy.
No pictures. Joey Falco, don't tweet it out. I'm going to surprise Al live on the air when I get back. And a big round of applause for the man sitting here for us, my dear friend, longtime friend. He's as Italian as it gets. Steve Adubato on the radio. Steven.
Hey,
Steve,
Joe.
Thanks so much, man.
Joe, I know you're relative. If you see any of my relatives over in Avellino, let them know that our family's doing well over here and we miss them. And we couldn't be more proud of you and all the great folks on the Perillo tour.
Well, thank you, Steve. You know what? Wait, the Adubatos are from Avellino as well. Yes, Steven?
Yes. In fact, Joe, let me say this to you. It's important. I saw you this morning. This is a great thing about Twitter and social media. I'm on my Peloton bike working out. I got to get that in that I'm working out. And there I am. I see you, and you're walking around. You introduce Paolo. You introduce this one, that one. Joe, were you really on that tour? It was 5 o'clock in the morning here. What time was it there?
Well, it was a little later, like 1 o'clock. You're right, Steve. We got out early. We got up at 6:30. Look, Paolo's like a general. Marco as well. They got us up 6:30 in the morning. But me and Frankie Five Burrows, we get up 3 o'clock. So that's a sleep in for us. You know
Beautiful.
What I'm saying? But I have to tell you, there's a bus behind us, Steve, where Frankie Morano is and Debbie Duhame is on that bus with Marco doing such a great job. To this bus here, these are troopers like you've never seen. We have gone nonstop. And we ain't stopping now. We're going to Sorrento to make some mozzarella, right? We're going to do the mozzarella. And then we go to Florence and then Venice, and then we come home. We're just honored to have such a great, great, you know, at the core of America. I am with the core of America in the heart of Italy, Steve Adubato.
That's
and it
beautiful.
Doesn't get any better than this. Hey, man. And I know how proud you are of your roots, too.
I'm going. Whenever,
so thank you.
Joe, whenever the next tour is, my wife and I were on it.
You got to do it.
We're doing it.
I'm bringing the kids, too.
I'm bringing my kids, even though they're half Irish, for my wife. We're bringing them anyway.
Thanks, Steve. We love you. Albert, we love you.
Joe, love you, too.
Down the fort from everybody.
Thank you, Joe.
All of us at Perillo, we love you. And Columbus Citizens Foundation, thank you for always remembering the Italian-American heritage. We love you, Angelo and team over at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Ciao. Talk soon, guys. God bless.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
Andiamo.
Enjoy Italy. Wow, they're really having a good
time.
Oh,
by the way, Andiano means?
Hurry
let's
up.
Go. Hurry yeah, up. Hurry let's up. Go.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Let's go. Do we have news?
We do have news. And then we have Neil Shapiro, right?
Come on. Andiamo with the news.
You got it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is in custody after allegedly stabbing a man to death inside of a Bronx deli. Cops say 26-year-old Ronnie Torres is the son of the deli owner and was charged with second-degree murder. Happened around 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Robinson Deli and Grocery, where the victim's family members say deli workers accused him of stealing a beer. Police say 37-year-old Frankie Williams then got into an argument with Torres before being stabbed multiple times in the stomach and dying from his wounds. The governor and first lady of New Jersey will be on hand today to attend the opening of the American Dream. Phil and Tammy Murphy are scheduled to be present when the massive new Mega Mall opens today for the first time, but anyone thinking of swinging by should note that one of its main attractions has already sold out for the weekend. According to the mall's website, tickets to its Nickelodeon Universe are all gone until Monday, when general admission tickets will once again be available for just under $40. However, there are still around 450 stores, restaurants, and other businesses to shop. Most of them won't be opening until March of next year. Governor Murphy will join Steve Adubato at 9:25 this morning. In sports, the Rangers' five-game losing streak is over. Ryan Strom scored twice as they routed the Sabres 6-2 at MSG. Islanders have won five straight as they beat the Coyotes 5-2. And in Thursday Night Football, it was the Vikings over the Redskins by the final of 19-9. Stuck in traffic? I almost forgot who it was. Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies and it's 54 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. An accident in the Bronx. And it's not on the Deegan. It's on the Bronx River Parkway south at 177th Street. That has the right lane out. Delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bruckner to 3rd Avenue. The Deegan southbound is okay heading into the Cross Bronx. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 5 at the lower. The Lincoln is 10. Holland about 10 to 15 from either approach. Pretty quiet so far in New Jersey this morning. Totally clear on the New York State Thruway in both directions from Westchester to Rockland County. And an accident on the island on Bethpage State Parkway northbound right by Hempstead Turnpike. Your forecast today: cloudy with a high of 64, partly cloudy tonight down to 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and 62. A rainy Sunday. Heavy rain on Sunday with a high of 67. And wouldn't you know, back to work Monday, sunny and 67. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and Generoso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org. 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, it's Joe on the radio. I'll be going away to Italy for a few days, you know that. But while I'm away, I don't want you to forget about my dear friends at Michael's of Brooklyn. I can't say enough about this family-owned business. Fred and his brother John are remarkable people that have continued to keep their family's legacy going for over 50 years. Not only is their Italian hospitality unrivaled, their delectable Michael's of Brooklyn sauce is out of this world. One taste will take you back to Sunday dinner at Nonna's house. So please, make me proud while I'm in Italy and stop in to experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, named by the Food Network. And they're located right there on Avenue Warren Nostrand in Brooklyn. You can also get their legendary Michael's of Brooklyn sauce online or at your nearby grocery store. Pick up a jar of their marinara sauce or fresh tomato and basil today. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Is this the Who? What am I, a musical genius?
But Nina, I had no idea how much
does that come from Tommy? No. Just guessing. Hey, Steve Adubato here.
You know what? No, it does not.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. And this is Steve Adubato, who is not a musical genius. He's not an aficionado, even though I love Bruce and I love the boss, the other boss, chairman of the board, Sinatra. Steve Adubato here sitting in for Piscopo. We'll be back next week. He's in Italy with all of his friends. He says there's a very diverse group of people, but I notice everyone on that trip, their name happens to end in a vowel. It's a lot of diversity, huh, Joe? So there they are. They'll be back next week. Steve Adubato sitting in. The telephone number here is 877-970-2999. We are here with Al and Charlie. He's making things happen. He's looking for some quotes that I've been curious about. We're going to be talking just in a couple of minutes about, you know, Lindsey Graham. I respect Lindsey Graham. He's saying, hey, there's a horrible process going on. The Democrats are doing this in secret with these impeachment hearings. We're also going to listen to Lindsey Graham from 1989 talking about the Clinton impeachment, where he says the only way to do this is in secret. Mike Pompeo, same quote, the only way to do this is in secret. I guess where you stand depends upon where you sit. Speaking of sitting in a good place, we are honored to have my friend and colleague, technically he's my boss, he's Neil Shapiro, president and chief executive officer of WNET. That is in fact the flagship PBS station in the country. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. Neil, I know we're talking about news and everything else, but can we get this out of the way? We were talking Yankees. That's what happens on talk radio. You got to fill 4 hours. So we were talking about the Yankees. Neil, how many of those playoff games were you at?
All of them.
I see. His voice changed. You see that, Al? Can you hear it? Immediately.
He was not happy.
So listen.
I can tell you, know, I can observe one thing, which is, you know, when it's cold and you're shivering, it's a lot worse when you're losing.
So, Neil, can we get a couple of key points of analysis here? Do we, when I say we, I mean the Yankees, do we have enough pitching to win in the playoffs as we speak?
You know, I think it's no coincidence when you look at six of the top paid starting pitchers. They're playing in the World Series now. I think you need one just overwhelming stud pitcher, and we didn't have it.
One more quickie on this. First and second, Brett Gardner's up. No thought of bunting. I know we have a lot of people who can hit home runs who happen to strike out an awful lot. Do we need all these big power hitters who, when they don't hit a home run, they very often swing and miss by a lot, Neil?
You know, 1996, which is the last time, as you know, that a World Series team lost two games at home and then got swept, that the Yankees beat the Braves. In that 96 Yankee team, was a team that had home run power but could grind out a run when they needed it. Right? Baseball shifted a little bit to the long ball, but I think you need some guys who can still do that. And the series is a good example. You know, a bunt, move them over, get in a run. We needed that.
How dare we play small ball? Neil Shapiro is the president and CEO of WNET. That's the PBS station here in New York City and their surrounding areas. Neil, can we talk a little media?
Absolutely.
So, no secret here. A lot of folks listening on AM 970, a fair number of them are big fans of President Trump. I've had some spirited and hopefully respectful dialogue with them back and forth. The president calls those of us in the media, quote, the enemy of the people. He says very often when he doesn't like what we say in the media or ask, we are, quote, fake news. You're the former head of news over at NBC. You're heading up the PBS flagship in New York. Your professional and personal reaction, or maybe you don't have a personal reaction, we're the enemy of the people, you say?
I think this is bad for democracy. I mean, in my career, lots of presidents have had issues with reporters, and by the end of their term, all of them have issues with things they didn't like or things they didn't think are fair. But it's terrible for democracy to demonize an entire trade, an entire profession. And it's scary for all of us if we get to the point where any news we disagree with, we can just call fake news. You know, we benefited democracy from having all points of view and all interpretations, even if ones we don't agree with. And I even say to people who are on the other side of the aisle who say, you know, I would never look at Fox News. I would never read the opinion page of the Wall Street Journal. I would never listen to anyone I disagree with. That's bad, too. I mean, the only way we're going to move ahead as society, especially with complex issues, is at least to be open to another point of view, at least to be open that you may not be correct. And the world may have changed since you last checked in. And the only way you do that is by getting a free flow of information from lots of people. Mm.
Neil Shapiro is, in fact, as I said, was the top executive over at NBC and ran a whole major operation there. And now on the PBS side, we're thrilled to have him, quote, on our team, even though the overall team of the media is all trying to do the same thing. Neil, I got to ask you, the president just canceled the subscription to the New York Times and the Washington Post, I believe for virtually every federal agency, I'm not sure. But from a local PBS perspective, how do you see, dare I say, our role in this? Because there are the networks, there's MSNBC, CNN, Fox, you mentioned before, and others. You know those operations well. But how do we, in, dare I use it, the term local media, particularly on the public broadcasting side, well, how do you see our role? And by the way, check out Metro Focus, a program that Neil created. The team produces it every day, but Neil's hand was in that and creating it. Check it out every night on WNET, NJTV, and WLIW, Metro Focus. Go ahead, Neil, talk about it.
I think one of the most important things that we can do, and it's a big media universe out there, I don't think you have to demonize a lot of mainstream reporting. I think there are a lot of great reporters. But I think what public media does, what Metro Focus does, is to provide context, is to say, no matter what issue you care about, it's hard to really comprehend it in a minute and a half or 2 minutes, which is kind of the most you ever get on local news or network news. So you can get just skim the surface. But to really understand issues and why they're important, even for issues that happen every day, you often need to take a deeper dive. So, I mean, how many times do you hear traffic is delayed? Now, that's important news, and you should have it.
That's right.
But there are larger issues about what's going on in public transportation and how it's funded and what decisions were made by different mayors and governors about what the tax base is, about what technology means. All those things take time. So those are one issue. And the other question is, how many issues are there that just never come to your attention? They never get there because they're not going to drive ratings or they don't fit into a format. So what public media does, what 13 does, and what NJTV does, and what LIW does, is what many of your shows do, is to say, let's take an issue that may not be on the tip of your tongue right now, but by golly, it's important. Right? And if you don't understand issues about education, you know, look at opioid abuse is a great example. That issue that kind of really bubbled up first, I think, when public media said, let's understand it. And even to this day, the real discussion about how it happens, why it happens, the power of these drugs, the importance of trying to get help for these people, the financial implications of it, those take time. And those are the issues that public media really dives into.
By the way, we'll be joined when Neil Shapiro talks about what we do in public broadcasting. I'm not going to turn this into a commercial for those of us who are tied or connected to PBS. We're independent producers who work with public broadcasting. But we have the governor, Governor Phil Murphy, coming on here at AM 970. We appreciate the governor calling in. We'll largely be talking about tax policy. But, Neil, in all seriousness, you and I have had many conversations offline about interviewing governors, let's say governors over the years. And that in-depth half-hour, one-hour interview with the governor, no disrespect to what we're doing here on AM 970, is very different than a 10-minute call-in, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, first, because you get to talk about a range of issues. And if one takes a lot of time, you get to go into that. And you get to, you know, I think it's, the other thing is, over a long period of time, it's great to hear how someone thinks and how they put their thoughts together. And anybody can get a talking point for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to go stay on this topic, here's what you want to say. Much harder to do in an hour. Much
That's
harder
right.
to do when you have lots of questions, some of which you can't anticipate. You really do get a sense about understanding how people's viewpoints are when they're not carefully sculpted, when they're not carefully positioned for you.
Well said. By the way, I'm looking here at the, Neil, I'm sure you've been in so many different studios. You've seen the computer with all the different folks who are on calling from different places. Bruce is on the line, and I'll take Bruce after we finish with Neil Shapiro. Bruce, just this is his opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't like the host, Steve Adubato. And so I'm sitting there going, let me get this straight. And we were just talking about this. I got on the phone yesterday. Our producers know this. We had a guy who was screaming, saying, Adubato's a liberal. I don't like him. So I said, well, can I talk to the guy offline? I asked him, do you have any questions? He asked me. He just screamed and yelled the whole time. Now, why do I say that? It isn't about me. I'm a big fan, as Neil Shapiro said, to listen to other points of view, how other people see things. I want to know why Bruce doesn't like me. If it's my style on the air, absolutely, turn it off. If it's just because I'm saying something that you question or disagree with, I look forward to talking to you because I might learn something from you, Bruce. You might learn something from Neil. Neil and I don't agree on everything as well. Yeah, he's my boss. I take direction. But my point is this. If Neil, final question. If we only listen to or consume news and or information that simply reinforces what we think we already believe, how do we grow?
Not how do we grow, but how do we deal with it where things change, where you could be correct today and you could be wrong by next week, right? And whatever you think was going to happen in Turkey and Syria last week is now incorrect because it's a different world.
Things change.
And if you're not open to change and new facts and new interpretations, you know, we're all going to be stuck.
Neil, tell everyone when they can find, by the way, you can find them on all three stations, Metro Focus. There are a lot of programs on public broadcasting we're proud of, but Metro Focus is our daily. Yes, you can check out NJTV News every night on NJTV and WNET, but Metro Focus, where, Neil?
5, 7, 11 on 21 and 6 and midnight on 13.
Yeah, and on the NJTV side as well. Metro Focus is a first-class program with three terrific anchors, particularly my longtime colleague and friend Raphael Piorman, Jack Ford, and the whole team there. Neil, thank you I know you're up early anyway, but thank you for joining us on AM 970. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
You got it. That was Neil Shapiro from WNET, the president and chief executive officer. For those of you who don't know, WNET is the flagship PBS station in the country. Yes, Al, what do we got?
Traffic with Susie Cerone.
From PBS to traffic.
That's it.
We don't cause any of it.
No.
Not at all, guys. Good morning. There is a pretty bad accident on the FDR south end of the 70s. All lanes are subject to closure, so try to avoid the east side southbound accident still on the Bronx River southbound at 177th Street. Crash on the Grand Central westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. That is in the left lane. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 15 to 20 minutes apiece. Alternate side in effect. Crash in Newark, 21 southbound near Rector Street. Accident just in on the turnpike eastern spur northbound by Vince Lombardi. That has the left lane out. And the throughway southbound is slow from north of exit 13 into west. Westchester. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984 or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. It'll become mild in the afternoon, the high up to 65. Partly cloudy skies tonight. The low 53 in the city, 40s in many suburbs. And we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. High 63, turning out cloudy tomorrow night. Some rain may arrive late west of the city, the low 55. And cloudy and breezy on Sunday with periods of rain, which could fall heavy at times. A late day high of 68. I'm Isaac Longley, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, mark your calendars, folks. We've got an event on November 9th that you do not want to miss. Now, what better way for you to spend your Veterans Day weekend than in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with Joe Piscopo and me? What's that?
Sounds awesome.
I know, right?
I'm listening.
This is unbelievable. We've got exclusive VIP tickets that get you a parking pass, access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with your favorite AM 970 hosts. So join us for the ultimate Army game fan experience. For a short time, you have a chance to buy these VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass. They're exclusive tickets. You can't get them anywhere else. And we're offering an early bird special price of $74.99.
So that's it?
That's it. $75 if you purchase your ticket before October 31st. And this is what you're going to get. $74.99. You get a ticket. You get parking. You get food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. If you have not been to an Army game at West Point, you are missing out on something spectacular. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com for your early bird special price tickets. $74.99. You got to get the tickets before Halloween. That's October 31st.
I'm in.
Prices will go up. I like it. Steve's in. Prices will go up. Tickets are limited. Get them while you can.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Is that Chrissy?
Chrissy Hine.
Oh, my Tennis. God. Nice. You didn't think I had that, right?
I know you had it. It's an easy song.
Okay, good. I love that. By the way, real quick, you mentioned West Point. I love that. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Last time I was at West Point, I was honored to go and teach a course there to the cadets on leadership, which was a great honor. But the other time before that,
right,
I was playing college football, which you look at me and you go, really, you play college football?
No, I don't look at you like that.
Okay, well, I did. Montclair State. It was our freshman year.
All right.
We went up there to play the West Point freshman team.
Right.
We got beat 52-0.
Oh.
And after the game, they informed us at Montclair State that there would no longer be a freshman team because we were so bad and we cost a lot of money. And freshman football at Montclair State University would be... Charlie, you're looking at me. I'm telling it's a true story. They're like, you guys are horrible.
Oh, wow.
And it cost us a lot of money to get you around and for those uniforms and for the trainers, so we're no longer having it. All this right, is true. It happened.
I agree. If you want to take a call, we got real quick. We got about a minute
left here.
I'm sorry.
Hey, can we have Bruce on real quick?
Sure.
Bruce, I see Bruce over here who says he doesn't like me. I got on the phone and talked to him before. Bruce, you said the reason you don't like me is because I mentioned Lindsey Graham, and we have this quote from Lindsey Graham real quick before you say anything.
This is the one from 1999.
This is Lindsey Graham. Yesterday he said this is horrible, that the Democrats are holding these secret hearings on the impeachment and the process is wrong. But let's listen to Lindsey Graham in 1998 during the Clinton impeachment proceedings. Let's just say he had a slightly different view, and Charlie doesn't like that he raises.
Will determine whether or not we go forward with hearings. I think it's a very smart thing to do is to depose these people and find out what they've got to say and not drag this thing out unnecessarily.
So, Bruce, I'm wrong because we played that?
Okay, but the truth is they didn't do it, and they did everything out in the open. That's the truth. That's why I'll let you know. I'm glad I'm talking to a card-carrying member of the fake news media, because if you're thinking that all of them guys are good, then you must, I'm down with it. I'm sorry about that.
Bruce, we just played a clip. Wow, that was really scintillating. Listen, we're going to play that Lindsey Graham quote again. We come back after the break of what he said recently and what he said 20 years ago.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A worker is dead after apparently dropping his phone at a construction site in Midtown. Officials say the worker was killed by an elevator at 1227 Broadway between 29th and 30th Street shortly after 3 p.m. yesterday. Authorities say he was picking up his phone he dropped while riding the elevator and was crushed by a metal saddle that protruded from the elevator shaft. The investigation is ongoing. The identity of the victim has not yet been released. Mayor de Blasio is responding to concerned parents who worry schools won't be secure during the upcoming early voting period. Some are worried as schools will be open to the outside public for an extended period, with polling sites opening beginning tomorrow, lasting through November 3rd. The mayor notes that the most important early voting happens on weekends when students won't be at school, and he maintains the option is vital to the future of democracy. In sports, Rangers over the Sabres, Islanders beat the Coyotes. Thursday night football, it was the Vikings beating the Redskins.